Last time we started discussing the Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, Mishnah mentions the first of many comparisons between Gerisha and Shtar Shichur. Mishnah says that both Gerisha and Shtar Shichur of an Eved Kenani require Befanim Befanim Nefer. If you bring a get from Medina Sayyam, we bring a Shtar Shichur from Medina Sayyam, there's a need to say Befanim Befanim Nechtam. There's a need to say Befanim Befanim Nechtam, and that Shliach, the Shliach who brings it, is Neman to say Befanim. So the Rishonim were real troubled. Why should the Shliach be Neman by Shtar Shichur? Bishlama by Gerisha. Shemiguna Chazal Amekel to say that one Shliach is Neman. But by Shtar Shichur, why should one Shliach be Neman? There's no Igun by an Eved. That was the Kasha that Tosfos says. And we mentioned the Rishonim have different answers to that Kasha. Tosfos tries to figure out, maybe there is some kind of an Igun over here. It's not that he's caught between a rock and a hard place. It's not like he doesn't have any choice over here. But it's not the ideal situation. We want him to be chayav in mitzvahs. We want him to be mutar bebas korin. So there is some kind of an egon by Eved. There's a tzad. There's a svara, a tzorach, lahakel. So if a chazal amekel to say that the one shlich is going to be neman. And there were other rishonim, other answers that the other rishonim gave. Are there no this stam a comparison between Gerisha and Shtar Shichur? If we learn lola, we learn Shtar Shichur from Get in terms of Lishma on a Daraisa level, and there are other halachas min haTorah that we learn one from the other. So Chazal also made that comparison. They compare the two regarding everything, not just regarding the Chumrah that you have to say Befanai, but even regarding the Kula that one Shlich is going to be Neman. And there were different ways that the Rishonim explained that. Different approaches. I think three, even four. Right? The Ramban had two of his own. Rashba had his own. Different approaches that Rishonim gave to try to explain why there's room for kula over there. There was a kasha, and Rishonim tried to answer the kasha. And we pointed out that the Tiferes Yaakov felt that there was no kasha at all, and he felt the simple answer to the question is that the question never began. That the whole comparison, the chiddush of the Mishnah, is that we compare Gerisha to Shtar Shichur, or I should better say, we compare Shtar Shichur to Gerisha regarding the chiyuv to say before. You bring a Shtar Shichur from Medina Sayyam, you got to say Befanim Befanim Nechtam. But the fact that one Shliach is Neman to do that, that's Pasha Medina, that's obvious. Why is it obvious? He says it's not a Dava Sheva Erva. It's not a Dava Sheva Erva. The whole problem that we had with Gerisha is that Gerisha is a Dava Sheva Erva. He says even more, he says a Dava Sheva Erva, and it's a Schazik Yisura, there's even a Cheska Sisser. So because it's a Dava Sheva Erva, that's why I think that you need Shnei Eidim, Kamash Malon, that one Shliach is enough. But by Shtar Shichur, there's no Dovah Sheva Erva. What's the Dovah Sheva Erva? So no Dovah Sheva Erva. Medina, of course, one is going to be Neman. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is the Chiyuv to say Befanai, like the Lashon of Rashi is Masha. Rashi here, Rashi in Kedushin even more so. The Chiyuv to say Befanai, that's the Chiddush. But the fact that one Shliach is Neman, that's not such a Chiddush at all. That really should be Medina. So we tried to figure out, why did the Rishonim not give the Tiferes Yaakov's answer? Why were they troubled? There was no kasha to begin with. So he said one answer is that maybe they held that Shtar Shichur of an Eved Kenani is a Dava Sheva Erva. Maybe that's the answer. If it is a Dava Sheva Erva, so I'd have a Havamina that you need Shnei Eidim, Kamash Malon, no. Because that's dependent on what defines, how we define Dava Sheva Erva. If Dava Sheva Erva is like the Bidvan Rosh Hashanah, that any status change is called a Dava Sheva Erva, then we understand that even an Eved Kenani, the status of an Eved Kenani is a Dava Sheva Erva, so maybe you should have needed to. Kamash v'lan achidish, that Chazal are Mekel. You have to understand why they were Mekel. By Get, I understand why they're Mekel. By Shtar Shichur, why are they Mekel? It is a Dava Sheva Erva, so I would think that you shouldn't be Mekel. Question?
Yeah. On Daf Beis, we said, after we said it's Dava Sheva Erva, we said it's because of the road, it goes away. But if you're saying...
No, Rabbanan Hu Da'atzuch. Rabbanan Hu Da'atzuch means that we don't rely on the road. So when we don't rely on the road, what are we saying? The Chachamim are saying that it is a Dava Sheva Erva. So even though the road should work, but we're not going to rely on that road. Road should beat out the Cheskas Issa. But if we're not going to rely on the road because of a Chashash of Shalom Lishmor or a Chashash of Kiyam or whatever, so Chazal do away with the Koch of the road. So it turns out that it's a Dava Sheva Erva with Cheskas Issa.
What's the
rove
here in this case? Like, how does it
parallel
in the Eved?
No, if the chasha, if the problem is lishma like rabba, so the rove is stam safi the dani migma gemiri. So they know the din of lishma by Gerisha, they know the din of lishma by shtar shichur. If the problem is rova, one of kiyum, it's the same idea. Midirabbanan, you need kiyum, and atar, there's no need for kiyum. So the same svaras that you have by get, you'll have by shtar shechem as well. So one answer to the kasha is that the other rishonim hold that there is davar sheba erba. That would work according to the Mitzvah, but it doesn't work according to the other rishonim, as we pointed out. What's another answer? We said maybe another answer is that the other rishonim hold that eidach anem bisurin applies. I'm sorry, that since there's cheskas iser over here, you think that an eidachad is not neman. Even if it's not a dover sheba erva, but eidachad is not neman b'yisurin if there's a cheskas iser. So since the eved has a chazaka, he has a status quo that he's an eved kanaini, now we want to change his status that's going against the chazaka. Right now he has a cheskas iser b'bas chorin. We want to change that cheskas iser. So maybe for that you should have needed to. Mashmalan a chiddush. The Bashtar Shikhar, one is another. That's a chiddush. So that's why I need to find out why. You know, what gives us the heter to be made? And the Tiferes Yaakov might assume that maybe that's not a reason to say that an eid echad should not be neman. Maybe an eid echad is neman against cheskas issa. I mean, he says that, right? He says you need davar sheba erva plus cheskas issa. So it sounds like if you're missing davar sheba erva, even if it's against the cheskas issa, then he would be neman. So if he would be neman, so vayta, what's the chiddush? Okay, that was possibility number two. We suggested a third possibility that maybe the issue over here is not so much cheskas issa, and it's not davar sheba erva, but rather it's mamon. That eved kanaani really is composed of two parts. There's a kinyan issa. Status change regarding Issa. You take a guy, a non-Jew, who doesn't have any Kedushas Yisrael, you turn him into an Eved Kanaani, now he has a Mikzas Kedushas Yisrael. There's a Tevila. There's a Mikzas Geirus that takes place. He goes to the Mikvah. And he becomes a Mikzas Yisrael. Now he's Chayv Mitzas Keisha. There's a status change for this Eved. He's Nimna on the Karban Pesach. He has to eat the Karban Pesach. He's Odon. Is in charge of that minui. He can determine which chabura will be there in the compound. If the adon is a kohen, this eved can eat shuma. A guy can't eat shuma, but the eved does eat shuma. You see, there's a status change for this eved. There's no question there's a kinyan issur. But we pointed out there's also a kinyan mamon in an eved. That the adon owns the eved, kishar v'chamar. He can sell him to another adon. He forces him to work. If the eved finds something, Metzia belongs to the Adon, Yado Kiyadra, but there's certainly a Kenyan Mammon as well. Efshem and Kenzogin, maybe we could say that even if an Eid Echad should be Neman in Shtar Shechor for the Isser aspect of Eved Kanaani, but he's not going to be Neman for the Mammonist aspect of Eved Kanaani. Pishnei Eidim Yakum Dabba. You need two Eidim to be Mekayne Asadav of the Mammon. Right? By Mammon, you always need two Eidim. So if you need two Eidim by Mammon, maybe that's the reason that the Rishonim felt that there would be a Havamina. There'd be a Havamina that you should need to aid them. Over here. Kamash Malah? No. There's a reason why we make a Bashtar Shechar. Either it's just compared to Gerisha, and the Hekish allows you to say that the Shliach Echad is going to be Neman, or there's an Igun, or whatever. There's some kind of a Svar to say that he should be Neman. So maybe that's the answer. Maybe that's what the Rishon would trouble with. Not Dovah Sheva Erva, not Cheskas Issa, but rather Moment. So this idea that maybe there is a mumen aspect to Eved Kanaani is actually alluded to by the Ritva and Kiddushin. That's what I was mentioning yesterday. There's some Rishonim who do mention this concept of mumen legabi Eved, and it's a hard Ritva because the Ritva really is trying to say something else. Right? The Ritva is coming to answer Tosa's second kasha, as some of the Talmidim pointed out. It's not really coming to answer this kasha. Right? We had a second issue that the Rishonim addressed, and that is that the Lashon of the Mishnah is that Shavagi, the Nashim L'Shechurei Avadim, that Gerisha is compared, is similar to Shechur Avadim. The question is, it should have been backwards. Shechur Avadim is the Chiddush, Gerisha is the standard. So Tosa says, Yipchav Le'lameh M'Shechur Shechurei Avadim L'Git Enoshim, V'Ikad Din Moloch Mev Yavav V'Isha. Agav that hashtag begitten nakti bereisha should have said shavu shechurei avadim to gitinoshim. Shechurei avadim is the extra, gitinoshim is the default, so to speak. Right, that's the paradigm. Right, so shechur should have been mentioned first. No, so Tosa says a textual answer, because it's talking about Yitei Noshim, that's why it mentions it first. And the Rashba, of course, said, it doesn't really matter. The domen ze lo ze, so the order doesn't matter. Don't get so involved in the whole kasha. Comes the Ritva, and he offers another answer. What does he say? This is the Ritva and Kedushin in the packet. It says like this. There was a kula Chazal had by Gidin Hashem to be machshir in shliach echad. The sula matzibal la'arer. Mishimachi tolu kula b'shechurei avodim. Shumama nakal. Right, the Mishnah says Gitin Hashem alak shechurei avodim. What does that mean? The tolek get isha b'shechurei avodim. Why? Because shechurei avodim is mama nakal. Okay, ilu katoni ze echad min adrochem sheikilu b'gitin Hashem shu iser er v'chamura kamo sheikilu b'shechurei avodim shu mama nakal. What's he saying? He's saying that Gitin Hashem is mentioned first because it's a bigger chiddush. It's a bigger chiddush. Gitin Noshim is an Isser Erva Chamura. Shechur Avodim is just Mamon Hakal. It's Mamon Hakal. So it's not as big a chiddush. So the Mishnah is saying that get, which is more of a chiddush, still one Shliach is Nem. Kol Shken by Shechur Eved, which is less of a chiddush, it's only Mamon Hakal. Kol Shken in that situation, Shliach Echad should be Nema. So that's why Gitin Hashem I mentioned first, because they're a bigger Chiddush, even though they're the paradigm, but they're a bigger Chiddush. So we're saying that even by Gerisha, that's in Isser Erva Chamura, Shliach Echad is Nema, by Shech Ravodim Kolshkein, that's only a Maman Akal, certainly a Shliach Echad should be Nema. So it's interesting, if you didn't know another Ritva, if this was the only Ritva that you knew, so we could easily say, look at what the Ritva is telling us. Not only is he describing Shechur Avodim as a Dover HaKal, as opposed to Gitin Noshim, which is a Dover HaChomer, but he's telling you, he's throwing in there, right, between the lines, he's throwing in there, what is the reason that I would think that by Shechur Eved, you need to? Right? By Gerisha, you need to, because it's an Erva Chamura. Which means what? It's Dover Sheba Erva. Right? But by Shechur Eved, he doesn't mention that it's Dov Sheva Erva. He says it's Mamon HaKal. It's Kal, but it's Mamon. You need both. Right? It's Kal, so therefore it's easier. Because it's not an Erva Chamura, it's not an Isser Kares. Okay, Mamon is important, but it's not a Chi of Kares, it's not a Chi of Mrs. Bezdin. So because it's a Dov HaKal, it's easier to believe a Shliach Echad by Shechur Eved. But at the same time, we do understand why it's a Chiddush. Because it's a Mamon. Right, so from the Lashon of the Ritva, it's clear that he's saying that Shechur Eved is a Mamonistic Adin. But as some of the Talmidim pointed out, you don't need that. Right? The Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, after all, holds that you should have needed two by Shechur Eved anyway. Because it's a Dav Sheva Erva. So you didn't need Mamon. So why don't you just say that it's a Dav Sheva Erva HaKal? Gitin Noshim is an Erva Chamura, because there's an Isser Erva Tzchai Kareis, and Shechur Avodim is not an Erva Chamura. It's just a Dovah Sheva Erva. Dovah Sheva Erva HaKa. Right? Why did the Ritva say that? That also would have told you that Shechur Avodim is Kal, but yeah, it's a Dovah Sheva Erva, so it's a Chiddush that Shliach Echad is Nem. I think the answer is, he didn't want to confuse us. I mean, that's pretty, right? That would be a very confusing statement. That Gitei Noshim, because it's an Erva Chamura, right? That's why it's more of a Chiddush that Shliach Echad is Nema, but Shechur Avodim, which is a Dover Sheba Erva HaKal. So then he'd have to explain, why is it a Dover Sheba Erva? That's a tremendous Chiddush Bichla. His definition of Dover Sheba Erva in the Ritva Rosh Hashanah, that's a big Chiddush. Right? To define Dover Sheba Erva as anything about status, it's not the conventional wisdom. Right? That was our last cheetah. That's quite a chiddush. So if he were to say that here, that Shechur Avodim is a Dav Sheva Erva, you'd like look at him and like you wouldn't see what he's talking about. So it's just easier to pick up on the other issue of Shechur Avodim. It's Mamon HaKal. Right? But it's Mamon, so there's a chiddush that Shliach Echad is Nema. Because it's Mamon HaKal, it's less of a chiddush then Gerisha, that's why it's mentioned later, if it's not mentioned first. I think part of the Ritva, part of the importance of the Ritva is that he does mention that, that Shechar HaAvadim does involve a Mammon. And because it involves a Mammon, that is the reason why there's a Chiddush that Shliach Echad is Neman. But yet, it's only Mammon HaKal, so it's less of a Chiddush than Gitei Nashim. It's not that the Ritva is arguing with what he said in Rosh Hashanah. He also holds that Shechar HaAvadim is a Davish of Erva. But he just doesn't mention that over here because he doesn't want to confuse us. But it's clear that he would hold that even if Shechar HaAvadim would not be a Davish of Erva, it still would be a Chiddush that Shliach Echad is Neman, because there is a Mammon aspect of Shechar HaAvadim. Right? That's clear from the Ritva and Kedushin. There is a din Mammon in Shechar HaAvadim, and therefore Taka is a Chiddush that Shliach Echad is Neman, the same with Fanny Govan and Atta. Yes?
Maybe we could also say, why would he pick up on Dabar Sheva Erva if he could pick up on the Iker Gzeres HaKasiv, which is not Pishnein, Agent of Dabar, which is Mammon? I mean, if you could say something needs two Agents because of Mammon, it's
So let him just say that Shechar HaAvadim is the paradigm. So that's why it's mentioned last.
No, I'm saying that it makes sense that he's saying that if he's saying that Shechar HaAvadim needs two Agents, it makes sense that he's going based off of Mammon, not Dabar Sheva Erva, because of the Iker Gzeres HaKasiv is not Pishnein and Gav and Dabar. You only learn from Gzeres Sheva to Dabar Sheva Erva.
So you're saying the Iker of Shechar HaAvadim is that it's Mammon, because that's the real reason why you need to, anyway, even if it were Davar Sheva Erva. But still you see that Shechar HaAvadim, according to the Ritva, is a din Mammon. There's a din Mammon in Shechar HaAvadim. And that's why you should have needed two. That's why you should have needed two. You still see that. It's licked in the Verta that he's saying Shechar HaAvadim does have a din Mammon, which should have required two. Right? Should have required two. Of course, the Tiferes Yaakov did not assume like that. And that's why I'm picking on this Ritva. He's clearly saying that Shechar HaAvadim involves a din mamin, which should have required two, kamashwan the chiddush of the chachamim, that shliach echad is neman. Okay? That's how the Ritva clearly seems to be learning. And maybe some of the other Rishonim would learn the same way. That's why they had the kasha. They had the kasha. Why is it that shliach echad is neman by shtar shechar? Why would I think not? Why would I think he shouldn't be Neman? So maybe because they hold that Evet Kenani has a Din Mammon, and normally you'd think that you need Shnei Eidim by a Din Mammon, Kamash Malanda, here Shliach Echad is going to be Neman. Will.
We're saying that the Ritva avoided saying Davar Sheva Kal because it would be confusing and also because it depends on his Chiddush. Usually, is it more typical that we find Rishonim being, in Choshech for that type of thing, or they usually just say, according to their own Shittos, and it's up to us to figure out, oh, it's a Shittaso because of X, Y, Z.
The truth is, I think Natanael's comment is, fits in nicely as well. If Mammon really is the paradigm, so then it's even easier to mention Mammon. Why even talk about Davar Sheva Erva? Isha doesn't have Mammon related to it. If Shechar HaAvadim has a din Mammon, so just mention Mammon. You don't even have to mention Davar Sheva Erva. I think that's a good point. Yes.
Just for talking about that, this would be going against the Tiferes Yaakov. He still has a lashon in the beginning. He says Perish says Tzarel Shiyomar, which is the same lashon in Rashi and Kedushin.
Okay, but that's not the focus of the whole second half. The whole second half is that Shliach Echad is Neman, so he's holding both.
But could it mean that he's only Neman because of the din of the actual halachos of Shar Shechar?
I don't see why. I mean, he still says that there are two chidushim over here. Right? He says there are two chidushim. According to the Tiferes Yaakov, there's only one chidush. Right? There's only one chidush. So here, there are two chidushim here. No? Doesn't he assume that there are two chidushim? I think so.
It seems like it's stuck that it says Tzarel Shiyomar, which we were talking about yesterday with Rashi, and then he seems to say when he brings down the second Kiddush, he says Time of the Milsa, and then he goes and reads the Tam, which sounded to me like maybe it's saying the Tam based off the halachos in those two cases.
I hear what you're trying to say, but he does seem to learn that Shechar HaAvadim is a Kiddush that Shliach Echad is not. The Tiferes Yaakov says it's not a Kiddush, so he's learning differently. We plug that into Rashi. Not Mukhruch, but we plugged it into Rashi, but I don't see how you can plug it into him because he says Shechar HaAvadim is a kula. It's something special. It's something special. So he must learn that there are two chidushim over here, not just that there's a chid the sebefane, but that Shliach Echad is Neman, even like Shechar HaAvadim. Okay, let's try to move on, okay? Okay, so this is what Rov Rishonim would say. Rov Rishonim would say that maybe the reason why there's a chidush that Shechar HaAvadim only needs a Shliach Echad is because there's a din mamon in an Ebe Knaini, not just a Kinyin Issa, but a Kinyin Mammon. And since there's a Kinyin Mammon, So it's a chiddush that a shliach echad is going to be neman. So why does the Tiferes Yaakov argue? The Tiferes Yaakov claims that there is no chiddush that a shliach echad is neman. That's neman medina. The chiddush is that there's a chiyuv to say b'fanav. So what's the Tiferes Yaakov going to assume? Isn't the ritva right? I mean, this is the simplest answer to the kash. To say that cheskas issa changes everything, that's a big machlokas harishon. To say that shechurevet is a davar sheva'erva, it's also dependent on a machlokas harishon. Pashup shad is it's not a davar sheva'erva. The easiest thing to say is that an epic tani has a din moment. I mean, that's the basics, right? That's the basics. to say that epic tani has a kinyan issa, that's a chiddush. Right? Until we learned the Gemara in Kiddushin on the Av Tezayin, that Eved Iver Gufo Konoi, right? We had this whole Gemara, Rav Shemachal Al Girona and Girona Mochel, you can't be Mochel the Eved Ivri to work because he can't be Mochel the Kenyan Issa. Oh, that's a fancy lumdus, a brisker lumdus. But before I told you of that brisker lumdus, if someone says, what's the Kenyan that you have in an Eved Kenaini? You'd say, oh, it's a Kenyan moment. You own him vis-a-vis Malacha. And that's it, right? So everyone agrees to that. That there's a Kenyan moment. So if everyone agrees that an Eved Kenaini, that the Odon has a Kenyan moment in his Eved Kenaini, so how can the Tiferes Yaakov say that the fact that an Eid Echad is Neman by Shechar Avodim, that's Medina and it's not a Kula Derabon? Stachapela. What's the Tiferes Yaakov going to say? So the answer is that the Tiferes Yaakov agrees that there's a Kenyan moment and a Kenyan Isser in an Eved Kenaini. All he's saying is that maybe what's Iker in the Eved Kenaini is the Kenyan Issa. Maybe the Kenyan Mammon stems from the Kenyan Issa. It flows from the Kenyan Issa. Interesting idea, right? We think that the Eved Kenaini, really the Iker of an Eved Kenaini is the Kenyan Mammon Shabbat. And now we have to be Mechadesh, some new idea of a Kenyan Issa. Maybe the Tiferes Yaakov says no, that the Iker is the Kenyan Issa. Maybe the Iker is the Kenyan Issa. The Iker is the Kenyan Issa. Or maybe we don't even have to be so extreme. Maybe we could say that the Tiferes Yaakov holds that the two are independent of each other. There's a Kenyan Mammon and there's a Kenyan Issa. The key is not so much that the Kenyan Issa is the Iker, but that the Kenyan Issa is not dependent on the Kenyan Mammon. It's independent. So maybe what the Tiferes Yaakov holds is if Legabi the Issa, the Shliach Echad is Neman. Right, the din that Eidecha Neman Bisurin tells us that regarding the Isser, the Kenyan Isser of the Eved Kenaini, the Shliach is going to be Neman. So then he's going to be Neman Lagabi the Mammon too. Why? Because once he's Neman Lagabi the Isser, and the Eved is Meshuchrer Lagabi the Isser, then the Kenyan Mammon falls away naturally. Right? Certainly, if you learn that the Iker is the Kenyan Isser, and the Kenyan Mammon flows from the Kenyan Isser. You see, I'm not so excited to say that. I'm nervous to say that because the question is, what's the mukkah for that? Right? What's the mukkah for that? That the Iker is the Kenyan Issa. But if you do say that, so then it flows beautifully. That since the Shliach should be Neman, the Shliach Echad should be Neman for the Issa. So once he's Neman for the Issa, so then he has to be Neman for the moment. But he's not Neman. No, normally you need two Eidim for moment. Yeah, it's not that he's Neman for the moment. It's that once the Issa falls away, so then the moment is going to fall away as well. Because the Mammon is an extension. The Mammon flows from the Isser. If the Iker of an Eved Kenaini is the Kenyan Isser, and the Kenyan Mammon flows from the Kenyan Isser, so if the Shliach Echad is Neman, Lagabi the Kenyan Isser, he's Neman, it's Eved Fanid, Eved Nechad, to consummate the Shechar Eved, so then the Kenyan Mammon just falls away by itself. That could be what the Tiferes Yaakov assumes. Again, he's assuming two things. He's saying you can split between the Isser and the Mammon of an Eved Kenaini. You can trust the Shliach regarding Isser, even if you wouldn't trust him Lagabe Mammon. That's Nakuda number one. Nakuda number two is that he says that the Mammon flows from the Isser. So once the Isser falls away, if you trust the Shliach Lagabe the Isser, to say Mephanet Vanenachtam, then the Mammon falls away. And the Mammon falls away, and we're going to trust him in Mela Lagabe the Mammon too. It's not that he's trusted by the Mammon, but once he's trusted Lagabe the Isser, so if the Issa falls away, then the Mammon is going to fall away as well. This idea that the Kenyan Mammon of the Eved Kenaini can flow from the Kenyan Issa, this actually is expressed by the Pnei Yoshua in our sugya. Pnei Yoshua on the Mishnah. He says, mashma, that they're compared completely, both legabe the chiyuv to say b'fanei and legabe the din that an eid echad is neman in shechar avadim, just like in gittin oshin. V'after ha'eved hu mamon gomer frek b'pnei Yeshua, that's our kasha. After eved hu mamon gomer, even though the eved is mamon gomer, v'achshavonu mafkiin mamono al pi eid echad, how can a shliach hachavi neman to be mafkiin the mamon? So what would you have answered to this kasha? Right? According to Rav Yishonim, what's the answer to this kasha? Mishum igun kalu sheikilu chachamim. Right? We compare to Gittin Oshim. There's an igun by Eved also. That's what you would have answered. That's not what the Pesach answers. He says, afilu achi kevin the mishum takonas ha-isser hamina l'shliach memela pakashibudu mehayam b'holam. Regarding isser, we're gonna believe the shliach achar. Eid achar is neman b'isurin. So, if regarding the Issa, we're going to believe him. So then, the Kinyan Mammon is going to be Pakam Mamela. The Kinyan Mammon falls away. He's assuming that the Kinyan Mammon of the Eved Kenani flows from the Kinyan Issa. And you can split between Kinyan Mammon and Kinyan Issa, so you can trust him for the Kinyan Issa, even though you wouldn't trust him for the Kinyan Mammon. But because the Kinyan Mammon flows from the Kinyan Issa, Mamela, once the Kinyan Issa falls away, the Kinyan Mammon is going to fall away as well. This could be what the Tiferes Yaakov assumes. Tiferes Yaakov assumes this way, and that's why he wasn't bothered with the fact that Eved Kenani has a Kinyan Mammon in it. Because once we're going to believe the Shliach Echad for the Issa Shabo, for the Kinyan Issa of the Eved Kenani, the Mela, the Kinyan Mammon, is going to fall away. The Mela, the Kinyan Mammon, is going to fall away. So why would the Rishonim be troubled with this Kasha? We keep going back and forth. There's a Cheshbon. We have to figure out the Cheshbon. The Rishonim, we said, assume, no, there's a Chiddush here. Because Eved Kenani is a Din Mammon, you should have needed two. But I don't understand. If the Mammon flows from the Issa, so why should you need two? Right? If Shliach Echad is never for the Issa, then the Mammon just falls away. So the other Rishonim must assume that the Kinyan Mammon and the Kinyan Issa of an Eved Kenani is one unit. You can't separate between the two. It's one unit. So if you can't believe the Shliach Echad for the Mammon, you can't believe him for the Issa. Right? The Chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua, maybe the Chiddush of the Tiferes Yaakov, is that no, you can separate between the two. And you can trust the Shliach Echad for the Issa. Oh, once he's trusted for the Issa, the Mammon comes along for the ride. The other Rishonim just say there's no such thing. The Eved is composed of two parts. It's a hybrid. Two kinyanim. You can't separate between the two. You can't trust him for the Issa without the Mammon. If you don't trust him for the Mammon, you can't trust him for the Issa, because it's one unit. It's fabundik. It's connected. Right? You can't. Right? There are two elements in this Eved, and it's one unit. Right, it's one. It's not a mixture. It's a compound. Right, so you can't trust him for the Issa. There's no independent Issa. It's Issa Mammon, Mammon Issa. It's one unit. So if for the Mammon aspect you can't trust him, you can't trust the Shliach Echad for the Issa aspect either. So you can't even get to first base. Right? You first have to trust him for the Issa, and then say, oh, once the Issa falls away, then the Mammon is going to fall away as well. But if you can't, if it's one unit, so you can't trust him for the Mammon. So you can't trust him for the Mammon. So then really you shouldn't need it too. So come to Rishonim and say, oh, there have to be special reasons why for Shechar Avodim the Shliach Echad is going to be there.
It's based on Isser, so then it's not fully separate.
Again?
You're saying that Mammon is an extension from Isser.
Of the
Isser falls away, so the Mammon falls away.
Right.
But we're also saying that they're separate, they're independent. So how could they be independent if it's all...
No. They're independent in the sense that you can say that the Shliach is Neman for one aspect of the Eved Kenani, even if he's not Neman for the other. Right? If it's a hybrid, so then it's like there's a Mammon in the Issa. There's a Mammon in the Issa. If it's not a hybrid, so then you have Issa and you have Mammon, and you can say, well, for the Issa, he's Neman. Right? So if they're attached to each other, I'm just giving you a visual perspective to make it easier. If they're attached to each other but it's not one unit, they're not interlocking. They're attached to each other but it's not one unit. So you can believe them for the Issa, and once the Issa falls away, then forget it. Right? The Mammon's going to fall away as well. But if they're interlocked, if it's one unit, right? There's one unit, so if you can't believe him for this Chelek, how can you for that? How can you separate between the two? If he's not believed for the Mammon, he can't be believed for the Issa either. Right.
Well,
Are we suggesting that Teres Yaakov believes that, again, either they're two completely separate, or the Kinyan level comes from the Kinyan Isser on the Dorais level of the Kinyan, or simply on the Chumra Derabanan?
No, I think they're assuming on a Daraisa level. It's not. I don't think the Lashon of the Pnei Yeshua is that he's talking on a Derabanan level. It's that because on a Daraisa level, the Mammon flows from the Isser, etc., etc. I mean, what does that mean that the Mammon flows from the Isser? If you let's think. Look, someone who's Mafkir Avdo. Let's say he's Mafkir in Ebekanani. What's the deal? It's actually a Machlokas Amarayim. Right, but there are many Amorim that say that he needs to get Shechar anyway. If you mafkir the Ebbe, you might not be able to be Meshabed him. You can't force him to work anymore because the Kinyan Mammon may have fallen away, but the Kinyan Isser is still there. So it does sound like the Kinyan Isser has a life of its own. Right? So it certainly sounds like the Kinyan Isser doesn't flow from the Kinyan Mammon. I don't have a raya that the Kinyan Mammon flows from the Kinyan Isser, but you certainly see from that halacha that the Kinyan Isser is very strong, right? Stronger than the Kinyan Mammon. That just because the Kinyan Mammon fell away doesn't necessarily mean that the Kinyan Isser falls away. So Efsha, maybe Taka the Kinyan Mammon falls from the Kinyan Isser. So once the Shliach Echad is never for the Kinyan Isser, then the Kinyan Mammon is going to fall away naturally. Okay, last one. Yes?
So if we have this Raya, then how can the Rishonim then say that it doesn't stem to me? The British court in Gemara, that it does stem. Then how can the Rishonim say they're not related? Clearly they are related.
No, so I just told you that the Kinyan Isser doesn't flow from the Kinyan Mammon, it would seem. Right? At least according to that Shita. But you don't necessarily have a riot that the Kinyan Mammon flows from the Kinyan Isser. Do you have a riot to that? I don't have a riot. So that's what they argue with. They're saying, let me say it differently. It's not even an issue of the flow. The real question is, do we assume that the Kinyan Mammon and the Kinyan Isser are somehow interlocked? So if he's not Neman for the Mammon Shabo, he can't be Neman for the Isser Shabo. But do we say that they're independent enough that we can trust the Shliach Echad for the Isser, even if we're not going to trust him for the Mammon? That's the Machlokas, the way that we're developing it. Okay? It's just there's another prat that once he's Neman for the Isser, right, the assumption is that the Mammon will fall away once the Isser falls away. Okay, but the Ikka Machlokas is, do we assume that they're a Chativa Achas, they're one unit linked together, the Isser and the Mammon? Or do we say that they're independent and we could trust them for the Isser even if we're not going to trust them for the Mammon? Okay, let's go back. This is the end of the first Sugya. Very beautiful Sugya. We were able to do a major Chazara of a lot of different Inyanim that we had the first semester. But now we have to move on. Move on to the Gemara. Han Rabban, the Shlosh Drachim Shavagit Enashim Leshachre Avadim Shavu Lemoloch Lemaydi, the Chol Get Sheyeshal of Eight Kusi Pasul Chutzmigit Enashim Leshachre Avadim, the Chol Ashtaras Aolim Bakosh Lo Bekachav Mavish Chosmeim Lo Bekachav Mksheim Chutzmigit Enashim Leshachre Avad. Three comparisons between Enashim and Leshachre Avad. Right, the first one is Moloch Lemaydi. We had the final Nechtam. And the Gemara says, "Kol get sheyeshal of ekusi pasul chutz megid enashim v'shechurei avadim." What does that mean? We'll have to talk about that. Rashi says, "Bepirkei mefarish taima." Okay, we'll see. Kol get sheyeshal of ekusi. One ekusi, a get, a shtar that has an ekusi on it, is pasul. Git enashim v'shechurei avadim. If you have only one ekusi on it, they're kosher for some reason. But every other shtar that has one ekusi on it is pasul. It's a mishnah dafio. We'll get to it. A star that's in our kosh lo v'kachavim. Goyish shekutz. Goyish shekut wrote the star and signed the star. Ha'olim bar kosh lo v'kachavim, says Rashi. Chenasu ashtaros al yedei bezdin shelo v'kachavim. Shechosmeim chosum besochel, right? The star was nasa bebezdin shalov de kochavim, bebezdin shalakos, right? Bezdin shalov de kochavim. So it was nichta v'nechtam bebezdin shalov de kochavim. So comes the Mishnah and says, it's a quotation of the Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Beis. The Mishnah says that aside from gerisha and shtar shechur, The shtar is kosher. The shtar is kosher. Okay. Why is the shtar kosher? Why is the shtar kosher? Made by goyim. What does that mean? Why is the shtar kosher? So it says Rashi Ksherim, the dina de machus the dina. The alavish shanosin v'hamakabel Yisrael. The nosin and the makabel are Yisrael. I'm talking about Jews here, right? The goyim is goyim. Like, what does that interest us? The people involved, the Bali Din are Jews, but the shtar was written in Akosh of the Kochavim. Says Rashi, they're kosher because Dina de Malchus the Dina. Dina de Malchus the Dina. Wow. Dina de Malchus the Dina. Where did Rashi come off to say this? So Rashi is alluding to a Gemara later on. We're going to get to this Gemara in much greater detail. But just to understand the Rashi, you have to see the Gemara. You can't. Can't get the first base without looking at the Gemara. When we get to the Gemara, we'll see it on a totally different level. But let's just look at the Gemara briefly. We'll see the basic Gemara, and then we'll try to plug it in and see how Rashi is learning. We'll see the Hemshech of Rashi too. What does the Gemara say over there on Daf Yudam? If you have a Gemara, maybe look on with me. The Gemara asks, Kaposik v'tani, lo shlamecha, lo shlamatana. The Mishnah says that shtaros, ha'olim v'akosh lo v'kochavim, what kind of shtar? There are multiple types of shtar. Doesn't say, right, we don't distinguish between shtar mecher and shtar matana. Shtar mecher and shtar matana. Not shtar mecher and shtar matana, but a case of mecher and a case of matana. Let's see. Bishlam mecher mechiyov zuzi kamayu hu dekana hu shtor raya ba'almahu. In the case of mecher, so there's another kinyan. Presumably he's giving money, he's paying for it. There are other ways that you could do a kinyan by a matana also, right? I mean, you could always acquire the matana of a chalipin, right, with a kinyan suda. Chalipin is the one kinyan that can work bein b'metatlin bein b'karkos. So no matter what matana you're talking about, you could have used chalipin also. But the Gemara is saying that in the case of mecher, we know there's going to be a king. Zuzi, there's going to be kesef. There has to be kesef. I mean, he's going to pay for it. So if there's going to be a king in any way, then the shtar is a raya ba'am. Right? Shtar raya ba'am. The need for shtar is not for king. It's only for raya. Dilo yoyev zuzi kamayu lo hava mari nafshay v'kasu neshtar. I understand by a shtar raya, a shtar moment of raya, I understand why a kosher lo v'kachavim should be kosher. Because lo mari nafshay v'kasvim ha'shtaram. The kosher lo v'kachavim, the goyim who sign in the kosher, these are like, you know, hired signatories, hired witnesses, people who work in the Bezdin, the clerks in the Bezdin, they're the ones who sign the shtars. Right? So the Bezdin wants people to trust them. Right, they don't want to destroy their reputation. Lomari nafshaya v'kasvim ha'shtara. So then we can trust them. Why? There's no chashash mishaker. There's no concern that they're lying. So for all you need the shtar is for a raya. So I understand that our kosher lo v'kachavim should be kosher v'dinei mamonos. Ela matana b'may kakoni lav v'hashtara v'hashtara chas v'v'yamahum. V'hashtar matana. How can the shtar work? Shtar matana presumably is a shtar kinyan. Again, if you're not going to have an independent kinyan for the matana, the shtar presumably is the actual maisa kinyan. The shtar is the actual maisa kinyan. And the same would be true for a shtar mecher if it's a shtar kinyan. It's not a chilik between mecher as opposed to matana. It's a chilik in terms of what is the shtar doing. Bishlama a shtar raya. I understand that a kosher lo v'kachavim should be kosher. Because there's no chashash meshaka. Lomari nafshav v'kas v'nei shtara. If there's no chashash meshaka, then they should be kosher. But shtar kinyan, shtar matana presumably is a shtar kinyan. Shtar kinyan, where the shtar is what's creating the kinyan. How can the arkosh lo v'kachavim work for the gemara? Ashtara chas v'ba'alma. Amar Shmuel, dina d'malchus adina. So the first text in the gemara, Shmuel says, dina d'malchus adina. Dina d'malchus adina. The din of the Ovei Kochavim, it's a din of the Malchus, the din of the government, of the authority. The Torah recognizes that. Din of the Malchus, the din of. Oh, we're going to have to understand it. That it's in the Raisa, that it's in the Rabbanan. But that's the answer of the Gemara. That's Shmuel. That's the first answer. Ibai is saying, Matni chutz mi kigitei nashim. Their answer is that no. That no, that a shtar matana, that a shtar kinyan of mecher, are kosher what we call them, are not kosher. Shmuel says that even shtar kinyan, bein shtaraya, bein shtar kinyan, of Maman, Arkosh, Lovik, Chacham are going to be kosher according to Shmuel because the end of Malchus Adina. Comes the second teretz in the Gemara and says, no, Tni Chutz Mikigite Nashin, the Shtaras that are old in Barkosh, Lovik, Chachavim, Arkosh, Rav Bishachas, Mehem, Lovik, Chachavim, Chutz Mikigite Nashin. So Chutz Mikigite Nashin means Chutz Mikigite Nashin. Gite Nashin is a Shtar Kinyan. That means it's a Shtar Chalos. Shtar Kinyan means either a Shtar that's creating a Kinyan or severing a Kinyan. A Shtar Chalos, it's doing the Chalos, it's not just a Rai. So Tnei Chutz Mikigite Noshim means that in a Hanami, the only shtar that's kosher by Kosh Lodik Achavim is what shtar in Mammon? What shtar? Not a shtar kinyan, just a shtar raya. Okay, but Kigite Noshim, a shtar that's Kigite Noshim is going to be possible. Okay, these are the two answers of the Gemara. That either shtar kinyan is also kosher, shtar kinyan of Mammon, because Dina Dino Chosadina, or only shtar raya. Only shtar raya and shtar kinyan in a Hanami is possible because it's just a chasp of the Am. So what is Rashi doing over here on Testament Days? Rashi is invoking Shmuel. Rashi is invoking the first teretz of the Gemara. Right? He could have given the second answer. Right? He could have said that only Shtari Raya are kosher. Right? He could have said that only Shtari Raya, and Shtari Raya are kosher not because of Dina Malchus Adina. You don't need Dina de Malchus Adina for that. Sounds from the Gemara that Shtari Raya should be kosher because they have no chashash meshaker. We'll still have to understand. So what? That they have no chashash meshaker. They're not Torah, the kashal eidus. Like, how does that work? But without a chashash meshaker, then they'd be nema. So Rashi says, no. Rashi applies this Mishnah even to shtari kinyan. That shtaros ha'olim b'akosh lovik ha'chavim ha'kosher and dinim amras even shtari kinyan. How do I know that Rashi is referring even to shtari kinyan? It's meduyek in Rashi itself. She says, even if the Nosin and the Makabel are Yisraelim, who's the Nosin and the Makabel? Shtari Matana. Nosin. The Nosin and the Makabel. It's even referring to Shtari Matana. But it's partial like that because he brings the reason of Dina de Malchus Adina. So Rashi is saying, like the first Sukkimta of the Gemara, that Shtara Sa'olim Barkosh Lavik Achavim Akosher, even Shtari Kinyan because Dina de Malchus Adina. And that's not so shver that he's picking on the first ukimta. Like it's a bigger chiddush. Right? Why would he say that even shtari kinyan akasha? Right? Maybe he should say the second answer. Maybe he should pass like the second answer. We'll see. We'll see from the sugya that it's okay. We'll find in Tosfos that sometimes we go like the first ukimta. Right? Like we just established the sugya to be talking about the Lishna Kama as opposed to the Lishna Basa. So we find in the sugya itself that we're working more with the Lishna Kam as opposed to the Lishna Basra. So it's not such a pella why Rashi picked on the Lishna Kam. Okay, but this is Rashi. This is the first Rashi. So far, so good. Comes Rashi now, and he adds, right? Now he's going to explain the second part of the Mishnah. Chutz Migite Noshim. Right? So, Kol Shtar Asol, Bakol Shlovi Kachavim, Av Mishnah Chasmeim, Av Dekachavim, Ksherim chutz migitenoshim v'shechurei avod. It says Rashi chutz migitenoshim delav v'nei krisus ninim hol v'lo shaychei b'toras gitin v'kedusha aval al hadinin et stavu b'nei noach. Then gitenoshim shtar solim akor shlov k'chavim apostol because they're not b'toras gitin v'kedusha. Delav v'nei krisus ninim, they're not shaych to krisus, they're not b'toras gitin v'kedusha. Gitin v'kedusha, that's kedushas Yisrael. Kedushin of Shal Yisrael, Gitin of Shal Yisrael, Goyim are not shy after that. So they're not Betorah as Gitin v'Kedushin, but Al Hadinin Itztavu B'nei Noach. But B'nei Noach, when Itztavu Al Hadinin Rashi Yitz. Chayin Shechurei Avodim, the Bechol Psula Daraisa, Shabba Shechur L'Gerisha, the Gamina Lolo. Shechur Avodim in every Psul Daraisa is compared to Gerisha. So if they're not Betorah as Gitin v'Kedushin, then they'll be possible for Shechurei Avodim as well. Okay, this is the Rashi. So what does Rashi say? Chutz migitei nashim. Why are shtaros olam akosh lovik achavim posel for gitei nashim? Why? Because the einam b'toras gitin v'kedushin, but aladinin nitzdavu b'nei noach. Aladinin nitzdavu b'nei noach. So first of all, what does Rashi mean by that? Aladinin nitzdavu b'nei noach. What does he mean? And what's the relevance to the Rashi? Why does he say such a thing? Why does he make such a comment? So first of all, it's clear that Rashi is taking a stand on what the word dinim means. We know that there are sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach, aladinim nitztavu b'nei Noach. Everyone agrees that b'nei Noach are nitztavu aladinim. But what does that mean that they're nitztavu aladinim? Rashi is taking a stand on that. He's a famous machlokas rishonim. What dinim really means? What dinim means that b'nei Noach are nitztavu aladinim? The Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach, and the Maisa with Shechem, the Ramban quotes the Rambam, and he argues vehemently with him. Ramban says, "V'rabim yishalu ve'echosu b'nei Yaakov ha'tzadikim ha'maisa hazeh lishboch domnoki, Shimon and Levi, kill out Shechem." How could they do such a thing? Stop killing people. Okay, Shechem didn't do the right thing, but killing people? Killing Shechem, killing all the other people in Shechem. How can that be? So he quotes the Rambam. Rav Heshe b'Sefer Shoftim, the Rambam Milchus Melochim. The Rambam says, "B'nei Noach metzuvim aladim, v'hu lahoshiv dayana b'choplach v'plach lodim b'sheish mitzvah shalahem, v'b'nei Noach shav alachas meyem hu nerag b'sayif." The Rambam says, "What is dinim? Dinim is not an extra one of the mitzvahs b'nei Noach. No, dinim is that b'nei Noach on its tavu to adjudicate, right? To make sure that b'nei Noach, that their brethren are keeping the other six mitzvahs b'nei Noach. That's what dinim is about. Dinim is not an independent mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to make sure that the other sheish mitzvahs b'nei Noach are being kept." And says the Rambam, "Yibnei zen ischai v'kobal eshchem hariga, sharei eshchem gozal, v'heim ro v'yodu v'lo danu." That's why anshei Shechem v'chayev misa. Chayev Misa Medina, says the Rambam. Because they knew that Shechem stole. What did Shechem steal? He stole money? No, he stole Dina. That's stealing too. Goniv Nefesh is even worse than Goniv Mama. He stole Dina. And they knew about it. They didn't do anything. They didn't judge him. So if they didn't judge him, then they're all Chayev Misa. He's Chayev Misa for Gezel, and they're Chayev Misa for Dinim. Because what is Dinim? Dinim means to make sure that everyone is keeping the other vav mitzvahs ben Noach. And they didn't do what they were supposed to be doing. They didn't put Shechem to death. It's because they didn't put Shechem to death. That means that they themselves are going to be chayav misa. This is what the Rambam suggests. And the Ramban is very troubled with this. Because if that's the case, he says, why was Yaakov Avinu angry at Shimon and Levi? Right? He was angry with them. And later, in Parashas Vayechi, he curses them. He doesn't curse them. He curses their anger. Or apam ki oz, chas v'shalom. He didn't curse them. Right? He curses their anger. It sounds like they did something wrong. But according to the Rambam, they didn't do anything wrong. They did what was right. They were chayav misa. B'nei Shechem chayav misa. So why was Yaakov Avinu upset with them? So Dr. Ramban, no, the Rambam misunderstood what dinim is all about. Yes.
Why can't you say, like the Ramban says later on, that they were chayav misa, but it shouldn't have been them to adjudicate the halakha to the killing of Shechem? Meaning,
but why?
Can you apply that to the Rambam as well? They hold that they're chayav misa, but it shouldn't have been them to do it.
What do you mean it shouldn't have been them? And who should have done it?
They're just chayav misa.
No, but once they're chayav misa, so how chayav b'dinei
shamayim?
I don't think so. I don't think so. If they're chayav misa, so, you know, habala hargacho. I mean, habala hargo is zocha. Kolakodim zocha. Just like the people of the town will chayav to put Shechem to death. So other people, right? Yisraelim who see bnei Noach are not keeping the mitzvahs, so they can put them to death too. I thought you were going to say something else. Shmuel, the Ramban later mentions that maybe Yaakov Avinu was angry at Shimon and Levi. Why? I'm sorry? Because he was afraid that they put him in Sakana. They put the Mishpacha in Sakana. It's even if they really were Chayav Misa, but in the context, he didn't feel secure. Right? So there's no mitzvah to put someone to death if it's going to cause your own death. So he was just concerned about the situation. And they say that the Medrash, there are some Midrashim that say that Taka, those surrounding communities gathered up. Right? They got together, and Yaakov Avinu at the you know, he had to gird his loins, he had to put his weapons on and defend himself, and it wasn't so simple. It wasn't so simple. It's not mentioned by the Chumash, but the Midrashim say. So maybe he was concerned that he put them, that Shimon Levi put the family in Shtakona. Achartemosi la'avisheni be'enei yoshev aretz. Right? You've upset the apple cart, so to speak. And maybe that was the issue. Right? Not so much that they weren't chayav misa, but they shamru chayav misa. But he was upset that they got involved because it was going to put the family in sakon. But that's not what the Ramban says. The Ramban argues with the Rambam because he's troubled with this kasha, and he says, "I think dinim is something else." It's mechayev him in dinei mamonis. He's just giving examples, not saying that they're chayev in all mitzvahs haTorah. He's saying, Ke'inyan adinim shenetztavu Yisrael. B'nei Noach are mitzuva to create a legal system. That's what dinim means. It doesn't mean that they have to ensure that the other vav mitzvahs are being fulfilled. Right? That's not what dinim is about. No, dinim is something extra, something different. Dinim is about setting up a legal system, he says. Just like we have a legal system. Right? They're not mitzuva in all the details that we have, but can, right, in a similar way, just like we have a legal system, B'nai Noach and Itztavu to create their own legal system. Because without a legal system, Isha Yisrael Chayim Belo'o, as the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says. Yeah? People will fight with each other. People will fight with each other. Having the Spalo B'Shlomo Shel Malchus, we need Shlomo Shel Malchus. Because if not, it's Ochen Ve. So that's the time of the Krah, right? That the B'nai Noach and Itztavu Aladinim, they have to create a legal system, says the Ramban. They have to create a legal system. Umechlal mitzvah zo sheyoshiv dayanim gam b'chol ir ve'ir ki Yisrael. Tim lo asu kein, einan nerag. It says the Ramban, you're not nerag on dinim. You're not nerag on dinim. Shezu mitzvah sasei bohem. Azharosan zohi misasan. The rule of Bnei Noach is azharosan zohi misasan. If they violate a lav of the Shavu Mitzvah Bnei Noach, they're chayav misa. If they violate a mitzvah sasei of the Shavu Mitzvah Bnei Noach, they're not chayav misa. There's no chayav misa for dinim. Dr. Ramban, that's why Yaakov Avinu was angry at Shimon and Levi. Because there was no reason to kill Anshei Shechem. Right? There's no reason to kill. Even though Shechem violated Gezel, but that's not a reason that Anshei Shechem, a Chayiv Misa, not Chayiv Misa for that. Aye, but they didn't set up a legal system, a Chayiv Misa for that. It's just a mitzvah saseh. What does Rashi hold? Does Rashi hold like the Rambam, or does he hold like the Ramban? Does he assume that dinim means that Bnei Noach have to keep each other in check in the other six mitzvahs Bnei Noach? Or does he hold that dinim means to create a legal system? What do you think?
Ramban,
right? Rashi is a Ramban man. Right? Rashi is saying that there's a chiyuv to create a legal system. He couldn't, if there's no chiyuv to create a legal system, so why should Bnei Noach Nitztavu al Adinim tell me that the shtaras are kosher? Right? Bnei Noach Nitztavu al Adinim, the shtaras are going to be kosher. What does that do with Gezel? Right? Gezel is Gezel. Shtaras are all a part of a legal system. Right? Eidus is part of a legal system. So according to the Ramban, then there's a makom for Rashi. Right? Bnei Noach Nitztavu al Adinim, then it's Nitztavu to create a legal system. So that's why they're kosher to be Eidim. Right, he seems to be saying that they're kosher to be Eidim. Because Bnei Noach and Itztavu to create a legal system like the Ramban against the Rambam. So Rashi certainly is taking a stand in the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Rambam. That's the first Ha'or, first point in Rashi. But Rashi is still difficult. Will, you have a question before we get to, yeah?
Just the even point to the Rambam, how is this
I mean, where's the lav? No, the lav is that since Shechem violated Gezel, right? Since Shechem violated Gezel, so then they're metzuva to put Shechem to death. He's saying if it's only a bit lase, so why should the chiyuv to put him to death? He's saying that's just a mitzvah saseh anyway. It's a mitzvah saseh anyway, so why would the Rambam... You're saying the Rambam is beholden to argue with the Ramban about that too. He has to say that for a mitzvah saseh you can He can't be chayav misa. So Anshei Shechem, Anshei Shechem could be put to death because they didn't judge Shechem. Because they didn't judge Shechem.
He formulated it as a law somehow, and that's
The Rambam says beferish that someone who sees another person violating one of the mitzvahs ben Noach. And he's not danuhu. Hey, ro echad shofar lachas mian velo danu lahargo. Harei ze haro yehari b'saif. I mean, he does say there's a chiyav misa, right? Does he hold it? It's a mitzvah say or a lav? It sounds like it's a bit laseh, but he does say that there's a chiyav misa. But there's a more fundamental machlokes, and that is there an obligation to create a legal system to say that the kosher le'edus? What's the kosher le'edus? It must be that they're mechuyav to create a legal system in order to say that they're kosher le'edus. But that's just the point of the parchment, right? Just to understand what Rashi's talking about, that Bnei Noach and Estavu Aladin, okay, Bnei Noach and Estavu Aladin must be that he's following with the Ramban. But what's Rashi saying? Why does he say that? What's it doing here? What? He could say it in Chumash. He could say it in his parish in Chumash. In Vayishlach. Like, what's it in getting daf tes on the days? Rashi is saying that Shtaras Olam Bar Kosh Lo V'Kachavim Gite Noshim Olam Bar Kosh Lo V'Kachavim Apostle because they know the Torah is given in Kiddushin. Ubnenoch Nitztavu Aladin. What's the point? What's the point of what Rashi is saying? Right? Why does he have to say that the Nitztavu Aladin? So the Poshup Shot is he has to say the Nitztavu Aladin to contrast Shtari Mammon with Gittin. Right? Gite Noshim Shechri Abodin. Right? Contrasting. He's saying Vashtari Mammon the Kosher. That's very difficult because there's another reason that he gave for why they're Kosher for Shtari Mammon. What's that? What's the reason Rashi gave that Arkos are Kosher for Shtari Mammon? Dina de Machus Adin. He gave a reason, Dina. He said that already in the previous Rashi. So what does he need B'nei Noach Nitztavu Aladinim over here? What's more, the Gemara doesn't even give this reason. Why doesn't say B'nei Noach Nitztavu Aladinim? The Gemara says Dina de Machus Adin. The Gemara gave the reason of Rashi. So Rashi is fine. He's sitting pretty. He has to explain the difference between Shtara Sa'olim Bakar Shalavik HaChavim Shtari Mammon and Gitei Nashim. So good, he did it. Shtari Mammon is Dina D'Machus Adina. Gitei Nashim is Eina B'Torah is Gittin B'Kiddushin. Akan. What's B'nei Noach Nitztavu Aladinim? What's the need to mention such a thing? What's the need to mention such a thing? So some of the Talmidim wanted to suggest, maybe Hanyamach, maybe Hainuach. Maybe the reason why Dina de Malchus Adina is because Bnei Noach Nitztavu Aladin. Reb Nochem wants to suggest something like that. As a possibility like that. That maybe that's the answer for Rashi. That Bnei Noach Nitztavu Aladin is the reason why Dina de Malchus Adina. We're hunting for a reason. Why is it that Dina de Malchus Adina? Mechateisi, where does it say in Chumash? So there are other ways to explain it. We're going to talk. There's a lot to say. Now, what's the simple pshat? Okay, for those who've learned this sugya a little bit. If you learned the Prusbul sugya, you're probably familiar with this a little bit. Now, what's the simple reason for why Dina de Malchus Adina works? Tikkun Olam. What's that? Is that Daraisa, Drabana? What is that?
Drabana,
but what? So, what Tikkun Olam? Where'd that come from? Where'd that come from? Zach?
Told me to say it.
So if I told you to say it, you'd have to. Okay. Okay. Hefka bezin hefka. Cheating. Okay. Good, good. It's a good cheat. I like that. Not for the midterm. Hefka bezin hefka. Right. Hefka bezin hefka. Hefka gemar, lamed zayin. Hefka bezin hefka. We're going to have to understand what's the basis of that. Okay. But that's the simple pshat. That Dina de Malchus Adin is based on a concept called hefka bezin hefka, which might be the basis of all takonis de rabbanan in dine mominis. Hefker bez den hefker. Right? That the chacham have a koach in dine mominis. Oh, now you're talking. Now you're talking, Zach, right? Hefker bez den hefker. Okay, but that might not be what Rashi is holding. Maybe Rashi holds it. Noach nitztavu aladinim is the mocker for dine de malchus adinim. Yeah, maybe that's the mocker for dine de malchus adinim. What's the problem with that? But Nachum says it, but like, what's the problem? What's the problem with that? There's an obvious problem with that. Eitan.
You just based it on pasuk.
Better.
You just based it on the deraisa idea of gnei
noach. Okay, but I'm looking for something different. Kash. What's the problem with that in Rashi? To say that Rashi means to say gnei noach mitzav al adinim is the reason why dinah de malchus sadin. What's the problem with that? Chil.
Why did Rashi just say that?
He did. Say
next to
the same
rock.
What that's right? What that's right? A long distance. Right? Rashi says, why Ashtaras ha'olim ba'kosh love the kochavim and dinim ma'amad is k'sherim? Because dinim ma'amad is dinim. Bakite noshim apostle because einam b'tar is given the kiddushim, but b'noch and it's tav ala dinim. And therefore, by dinim ma'amad is the kosh. Right? We call that like a misplaced metaphor, misplaced modifier, dangling modifier, I don't know what it is, whatever. Right? In grammar, we call it something. Like, what's it? He couldn't put it together? If he really means to say that Dina de Malchus Adin is because the Nitzavu al Adinim, so he should have said, Ksherim the Dina de Malchus Adin, Abish and Nosin Amakabal Yisraelim, the Bnei Noach Nitzavu al Adin, Gita Noshim, oh, that's different because anyone starts getting the Kedushim. What's he mentioning? Nitzavu al Adinim over here? Has nothing to do with what he's talking about. Here he's talking about Gita Noshim, he's not talking about Dini Mammon, he's not talking about Shtari Mammon. He finished with Shtari Mammon already. It's a Pella. Pile Plyim in Rashi. Pile Plyim in Rashi. If that's the Pshat in Rashi. I'm not so sure that's the Pshat in Rashi. Right, but if that's the Pshat in Rashi, it's really a Pella. Why does Rashi wait till here? He should have said it earlier. So, to give the answer for Rashi, to really understand Rashi, we have to look in other Rishonim. Look in Tosfos HaRosh. Tosfos HaRosh has the yesod here that Rashi really is different than the other Rishonim. I'm saying a big chiddush over here. Tosfos and Bava Kamma alludes to it as well. Rashi might be saying a very big chiddush over here, and he's coming perhaps to argue with some of the other Rishonim, right? As opposed to many of the other Rishonim, Postus and the Tosfos HaRosh, and many of the other Rishonim will assume that Goyim Apostle Eidos Min HaTorah. Maybe Rashi here is saying something very mechudishly. Maybe Rashi is saying that Goyim are Koshel Eidos, at least on a Daraisa level, that Koshel Eidos, if there's no Chashash Meshaken. And for some reason, Rashi felt compelled to say it dafka over here by getting the Kiddushin. It's Hashem on Sunday. We'll look at the Tosfos HaRosh. We'll look at the Tosfos over here first. Then we'll look at the Tosfos HaRosh. We'll try to understand, develop this important sheet, this Rashi, that's going to play out in many different ways. Hopefully we'll come full circle. I'd just like to close with a brief word from the Mishnah.